guest the artist, Shadi Adu. One of the wonderful music sung by Shadi Adu in the late 80s and early 90s. Shadi Adu has been a very, very phenomenal artist, and she has done real so well with the smooth ballad songs and wonderful music that she has sung during her time. And she's a very, very wonderful person. I really love Shadi. You're welcome to another episode. This is Shadi Adu, and today we'll be talking about Shadi Adu, and a British born from Nigeria. Mom is British, dad is from Ibadan, Oyo State, and she's been a very, very wonderful lady, a very wonderful musician, and you know, doing wonderful songs, and some of her songs that really resonates in my brain. I did really enjoy so much, By Your Side by Shadi Adu. I love Your Love Is King that I just played before I came in onto the show today. And our Smooth Operator is one of the most popular song of Shadi Adu from the album The Best of Shadi. Also, we have the By Your Side from the album Love Is Rock, and also Your Love Is King from the album named Diamond Life. Shadi has been a very, very phenomenal artist. If you have anything you want to add to it about Shadi, if there's something that you know about Shadi, you can, you know, make a comment on the podcast and let me know what you know about Shadi. I don't know too much about Shadi, but I know Shadi has a very, very wonderful music that I've listened to all my life, ever since I was young. Me and my mom always listened to Shadi. Smooth Operator, Sweetest Taboo. So my mom actually introduced me to Shadi, and Shadi Adu also has there was this trend about Shadi Adu when she started in the late 80s about Nigerian ladies like loving Shadi Adu so much, and you know, they really enjoy her music. It's smooth, you know, Smooth Operator. And I think Shadi Adu, Asha in Nigeria, Asha, you know, sang there is fire on the mountain and nobody seems to be on the run. Oh, there is fire on the mountain top and no one is running. I can put Asha in the category of Shadi Adu, of the kind of music that is sing, very phenomenal, very different from every other type of music that we listen to. And Shadi has been, you know, very, very wonderful, and I think I will take just one song about Shadi and try to dissect this song to us to understand what Shadi actually meant about our lyrics when she sings to us, and she wants the audience to actually understand what she feels or what she go through. So which song am I going to work on today? I think we should take let's see, we have Sweetest Taboo, we have Paradise, we have Like a Tattoo, we have By Your Side, we have Your Love Is King, we have The Kiss of Life, we have we're going, we have It's Is It a Crime, we have we have Feel No Pain, we have so many wonderful songs about Shadi, but I'm trying to look for a very wonderful one for this mood. You know, it's the 1st of September 2023, and I'd like to do something really wonderful for us. Okay, let's go to Sweetest Taboo. Let's listen to the song first before we, you know, dissect it. Thank you. Wow. I just played you Sweetest Taboo by Shadi Adu and a Cutsy Spotify. It's a very, very wonderful song, but it's a very, very tempting song, released in the year 1985. Shadi Adu has been a very wonderful musician, starting very young, at that age, making so wonderful songs, getting to, relax a mind to write songs about love, sexual stuff. And when you look at Sweetest Taboo, you tend to understand that when you talk about taboo means something abominable, something that, one can't even listen, hear you say it, because it's a very, inappropriate thing to do. But, we're in a world today whereby a married man, a married woman, fall in love with someone that, is not her husband, someone that she feels so connected to. Let's say, for example, like the driver, the husband is always busy, work, business, and traveling and all that, and she's just there at home, and, go to the supermarket, go to the store, she feels real connected with this driver. Maybe the way they talk, the way, the drivers drive, and, something really good. And, she fell in love with this driver, and all of a sudden something happens. It's abominable. So that's what we call the Sweetest Taboo. Why is it called Sweetest Taboo or Sweet Taboo? Is because the way and manner the thing happens is very sweet, but how that thing actually happened was a taboo. It shouldn't have happened, because first of all, she's married, and I'm just giving an example. I'm not saying that was what happened in that lyrics, but Sweetest Taboo could be, a married man also going out all day and feeling very sexually connected with the secretary at work, or a colleague at work or something. And there's so many situations that I've witnessed, that I've seen, that a man is gonna leave home, travel out with another lady and start a new life, and everything turns blue, and he comes back home empty-handed, and the wife will be like, wow, you've enjoyed the Sweetest Taboo, and now you're back to me. So Sweetest Taboo is just like combination of love and something abominable. Something abominable, something not too good. And if you look at the verse, you say, if I tell you now, will you keep on loving me? If I tell you now, how I feel, will you keep on bringing out the best in me? You give me the Sweetest Taboo. You're giving me the Sweetest Taboo. Too good for me. There's a quiet storm, and it never felt like this before. There's a quiet storm, that is you. There's a quiet storm, and it never felt this hot before. And giving me something that is taboo, something I think you're just too good for me. You give me the Sweetest Taboo, that's why I'm in love with you. You give me the Sweetest Taboo, too good for me. Sometimes I think you're too good for me. Verse 3, you see that she said, she wrote and she sang, I'll do anything for you. I'll stand out in the rain. Anything you want me to do, don't let it slip away. There is a quiet storm and it never felt like this before. There's a quiet storm. You know, she kept on hammering on quiet storm. I think it's you. There's quiet storm and I've never felt this before. Giving me something that's taboo. You give me the sweetest taboo. And she goes, and that's why I'm in love with you. And that's the chorus. And the outro, you've got the biggest heart. You've got the biggest heart. And sometimes I think you're too good. You're just too good for me. Every day is a Christmas and every night is a New Year. A New Year's Eve. Will you keep on loving me? Will you keep on bringing out the best of me? Now, that's the lyrics of Sweetest Taboo by Shadi Adu. How wonderful. This lyrics is so very short and very meaningful. Something that you can really interpret it to your best version. You know, you can think of so many things that you think is the sweetest taboo. You can have a girlfriend, you know, in a Christianity, you can fornicate, but it's a taboo. You know, it's not something that you should do. And you know, you can have your girlfriend have sex, and you know, having sex brings out, you know, you're gonna love him or not. You know, it's like a taboo, but part of you, you know, wants the person to be with you, you know, bringing out the best in you, and at the same time having some abominable stuff that are taboo. So Sweetest Taboo by Shadi Adu is one of a wonderful song that I really enjoy most, and I think that when you read the lyrics and anytime you listen to Sweetest Taboo, you'll be able to dissect this lyrics on your own and see how you're going to really enjoy it. And I think it's, you know, Sweetest Taboo, just, you know, go on Spotify, listen to it, or any other music platform that you have, and listen to Sweetest Taboo and tell me what you feel about the song, about the lyrics. God bless you and have a wonderful evening. Bloom on Soul Platform.